Welcome to In the Pattern Podcast. This is John coming to you from EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. This is day two, Tuesday, of the show. I'm out here in Camp Scholler. And we let me tell you, this show has been jam-packed with stuff going on, with people here. It's great to be back in Wisconsin. Feels like I'm back at home. I've seen a little bit of the show from, going around and helping shoot video with other people's airplanes. Went out day zero and day one and kind of got a feel for what was going on at the show. Went around, saw what was going on, and, shot a little bit of video and then came back. And I've actually spent a lot of time just sitting in a camper and editing, so I haven't actually gotten to see too much of it. But from what I have seen so far, there's been quite a few interesting things. One thing was day one on a Monday. We actually found out that they had not one, but two Honda Jets here. That's right, two Honda Jets. They had them both parked in the ConocoPhillips Plaza. We went out and actually shot some video of that, and got to see those two. They are two of the five FAA conforming flight test aircraft. They had the first one, and I'm sorry, not the first one. I believe it was the second one, and I forget what the other one was, but it was one was blue and one was red. I tell you what, that plane is really, really cool. It is a beautiful airplane. They've got my favorite part, I think, is definitely the engines on the side of that thing, on top of the wing. It's just so cool to look at the different way of mounting the engines on that. The other thing, too, is at the air show on day one, they actually had both of them flying at the same time. This is the first time they've actually flown two Honda Jets in an air show for the public. So that was really neat to see. They did some really nice flybys. They, came by, did one pass where one was dirty, one was clean. It was very cool to see, and the plane just looks great flying. And you know what? It's quiet. Almost like they're generators. It's just super quiet as they're flying by. It's really cool to see. One of the other things we did get to see, and I don't even remember what day it was now, but the Jetman, the flying Jetman, the guy with the wings and two jet engines on his back. He basically was up there in a helicopter, jumped out of the helicopter, flew around for a while, and then parachuted to the ground. And I was surprised when he jumped out. It was actually really hard to see him because he's so small. But I tell you what, he was flying some really fast around, and it just looks like so much fun. But it was very, very cool to see him fly around, and then he just kind of, after a while, hit the parachute and came on down. So we actually got to watch that from Camp Scholler while we were setting up for one of the evening events. Those are two, I think, of the big highlights so far of the show that I've seen. I hope to get out and see some more in the coming days. Also wanted to let you know that we've got Brad coming out on Wednesday, and Chris will actually be arriving at the show on Thursday, so look out for definitely some more these quick casts that are going to come out. I apologize for not doing day zero and day one. I've just been super busy around here, so when they come out, they're going to help show the load, and hopefully they can go record some as well and bring you some pretty awesome content from the show. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to try to do one on day three before we Brad and Chris get here, and then hopefully have some more coming out to you. So again, I'm coming to you from EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. This is day two of the air show in 2013. And remember, make left traffic. You're cleared for the option.